Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:10, and time for our chat with Rachel Kazalka, who joins us from the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Rachel. How's it going?
Going very well.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to have you here. I know you've had a busy few weeks at the library, maybe a little bit of a break before we really get into the thick of summer activities.
Yeah. So we've had some pretty fun activities. Like a couple of days ago, we had a Cinco de Mayo party-esque for the kids, and they had a lot of fun making paper flowers and trying some Mexican snacks and stuff. So that was really fun. But yeah, this coming month in May, we don't have a whole lot going on. We just have our standard programming, like story time on Wednesdays. Our genealogy group meets on Tuesdays. But this is all the calm before the storm, and that is summer reading. Summer reading will be here before we know it, though. But I did already put out on Facebook that our community reading challenge. We did this last year, and it did pretty well. We challenged everybody to read 5,000 books all collectively. You know, if you read a book, that goes into the final count for the summer. And I believe the number was like 5,400 books that the community read as a whole. And it's like, okay, let's up that challenge. Let's do 6,000 books read this summer. And so if you're, you know, kids books, work too. You know, I read The Very Hungry Caterpillar about every single night to my daughter because that's her favorite right now. Every time I read that, that's, you know, a count towards how many books I've read. So even though I'm reading it a dozen times, that's a dozen times read. So
great.
But that's exciting. And so it's just an effort to, summer reading, your schedules kind of get off a little bit, especially with the kids out, but, it's an effort to, collectively, we're all reading something, whether it be audiobooks or kid books, adult books, anything that, and with that, so you don't have to report unless it's, you want to report like a book that you've read from your personal collection. You're welcome to report that. But if you're using the library, you're using Libby or Hoopla, any of those, I'll see those statistics every single month. So, use the library and, cause, something cool. One of, our good friends, Miss Newman, she, was showing off how much money her entire family has saved just using the library. And it was like close to 30 grand that they've saved because they use the library every single week. And so, your library, the library is your guys' library. And so utilize your library because there's a lot of value in utilizing all of the resources that we have available.
That is fantastic. So hope folks can take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And what else has been going on here at the library coming up that you'd like to talk about?
Well, so we do have some summer reading performers that are coming out. So we bring out three to four different performers every year. And so this year we're bringing in Tim Hutchins. He was on Lego Masters Season 4, for anyone who has watched that. It's pretty cool. But he didn't win the competition, but he made it to higher up on the rounds, he and his teammates. But he will be coming on June 9th, so mark your calendars. So if you have any kids that like Legos, he's going to show, like a demonstration, but also kind of showing kids how to, I think it was a dinosaur that he's going to show them how to make. So it's, because there's a lot you can do with Legos. I can't do it. I'm not a designer or anything. My husband can do it. I can't do it. I'm not a Lego person. But if you have any kids that love Legos, Lego Masters, Tim Hutchins will be here on the 9th of June. And then another thing is Mad Science on June 23rd. So that's another summer reading performer that we've been bringing them almost every year for the last several years, and the kids love them. And it's all Mad Science. It's this year is all about excavation and dinosaurs because the theme of summer reading is unearthing a story, which is dinosaurs or archaeology, adventure basically. beyond that, we have standard programming that will happen throughout the month, and then our STEM camps are going to be starting up in June as well. So if you have kids that are interested in art, or I know we have some cooking classes planned and some sewing classes, all sorts of classes. So if you want your kid to be involved in that, just stop by the library and fill out a registration form for that, because registration did open in May here. And then, so our summer reading challenge. So we have our goal of 6,000 books, but as a personal goal. So if for every book that a teen or adult reads, they will get an entry into our summer reading grand prize. I know the kids have their own grand prizes, but this specifically for teens and adults, in effort to try to get more teens and adults reading as well. I've purchased a Garmin Fitbit, for lack of a better word. I know there's another name for it.
Sure.
Because Fitbit is a specific brand. Yeah. But it's a watch. It's compatible with your phone. And so, you know, so if you want a chances to get into that grand prize, you can, you know, for every book you read, you can get a chance. And then for those who are not really readers, I do have an avenue of, I'm creating basically a map of all of the free little libraries that we have around town. And so for every one of those that you visit, you'll get a chance as well. So, you know, if you're not much of a reader, but you like getting out into town and kind of, you know, exploring, that's another avenue to encourage people to participate.
Yeah, because how many of those are around town?
So the library has 7, and then I was going to include some of the community free little libraries, because I know there's one over on Glendale Avenue, there's the Southern Hill little library as well, and then there's a comic book portal up on First Street, and so there's quite a few, and I was going to include those as well. So it's an effort to, you know, get to know your town, explore the town. People often complain that there's nothing to do around here. Well, if you look for stuff to do, there's stuff to do.
There is.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that is a great time. And I was going to ask you, I know you've got the talk boxes here for a little while now. How have those been going?
Those have been going really well. It was a bit of a headache to get them completely assembled, because there was an issue with the company getting people out here to do it. But they're fully functional now. And yeah, people have been using them on the daily. We've had 2 to 3 people coming in the last month that they've been operational. We've been having several people coming in to use them. And so, yeah, we want to get the word out there more, because they're available all day as the library is open. So yeah, they've been really, I'm glad we invested in that, because I was a little bit worried, you know, are we spending this money for nothing? No, it's not for nothing, because they've already been used, you know, over a dozen times in the last 30 times.
And that's good for if you need a private space, mm-hmm. for, you know, like even if you're working doing a call or mm-hmm. something like that, or just need a quiet space to
Quiet space to study, or maybe you work from home, but you want a change of scenery a little bit. You can use the talk boxes there. If you have telehealth, but you don't have internet at home, and you know you need to use the library anyway, so that's a way to have some privacy there if you need that. So yeah, there's a plethora of reasons why someone would need to use the talk box. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, if someone wants to check out the library and hasn't been in for a while, of course, you're easy to find in downtown Coffeeville. Remind us your hours.
So Monday to Thursday, we're open 9 to 7. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open 9 to 5. And then, yeah, of course, closed on Sundays. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Rachel, I hope folks can stop on by and get geared up for summer reading. Mm-hmm. And, of course, always look into learning about what the library is doing each and every month with you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Rachel Kozalka with the Coffeeville Public Library. And, again, we'll get to talk with Rachel next month here on the first Thursday of the month at this time. On the way, we do have our extension report from Benton County, Arkansas. We'll also have our update from Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge. That is coming up. And then we'll be getting into Open Line here in just a little bit. We'll have Coffeeville's Reawakening and Coffeeville Friends of Animals on the way as well.